Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been holding budget hearings in the state capitol for the last 3 weeks, and I understand that it has wrapped up this week. What's some of the information that was gathered at this week's hearings, and what is the House Appropriations Committee going to do with this information in the future here?
Well, the House Appropriations Committee has wrapped up 3 weeks of budget hearings, accepting testimony from various state agencies, including the Departments of Education, Health, Human Services, and Agriculture, and the state's retirement systems. Many of the questions raised by House members focused on finding efficiencies and cost savings within each state agency, and how the state is responding to serious threats such as the heroin epidemic, avian flu, and cybersecurity breaches. The Appropriations Committee will utilize the testimony from these hearings in the negotiation process for the upcoming 2016-2017 state budget. In the meantime, the House plans to consider additional supplemental budget bills next week to address cuts made by the governor in his line item veto on December 29th. Unfortunately, the governor has yet to return to the negotiating table to hammer out a final funding resolution for Pennsylvania schools, agriculture programs, and other human service organizations hurt by his unprecedented funding veto. And we hope that he will again join us in compromising and coming to a decision soon.
And I understand there were quite a few people from the ag community in Harrisburg this week, and they were talking about the problems that the governor's vetoes have caused.
That's correct. Lawmakers joined members of the Penn State Ag Council and 4-H members this week in calling for the restoration of more than $50 million in funding for Penn State's agriculture research and extension programs. House Republicans have supported funding for these initiatives in the 2015-2016 state budget, but Governor Tom Wolf eliminated the funding when he line-item vetoed portions of the budget late last year. Penn State officials announced recently if the university does not receive this funding from the Commonwealth, it may be forced to begin shutting down its agriculture operations and outreach, putting at risk an estimated 1,100 jobs within the Penn State Extension and research programs. In addition to the impact on jobs, eliminating the $50 million investment could cause an economic loss to the state of more than $260 million. It would also mean an end to Penn State's 4-H program, which teaches our youth about leadership and responsibility and helps to prepare the next generation of leaders in the field of agriculture. Penn State's agriculture programs and all of the hardworking people who run our farms and make agriculture the state's top industry should not be held hostage in the ongoing budget debate. And House Bill 1831 has been introduced and soon will be considered by the full House to release the $50 million annual investment in Penn State's agriculture programs the governor cut.
Also, it's getting on toward April, and that means that fishing season is right around the corner, and I understand that there's a program that's specifically aimed at getting more kids involved in angling in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Absolutely. The next generation of young fishermen is being encouraged to take up the sport through special mentored youth trout days, scheduled for the Saturday before the start of trout season. The Mentored Youth Trout Days program allows young anglers a special opportunity to spend a day with their mentors before the traditional rush of opening day. On these 2 days, participants can fish in any Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission stocked trout water. Kids can keep 2 trout, which must measure at least 7 inches, and mentors must have a fishing license and trout stamp. Last year, more than 28,000 children signed up to participate either by purchasing a $1 voluntary youth fishing license or by acquiring a free mentored youth fishing permit. The March 26th Mentored Youth Trout Day takes place in many southeastern counties, including some in our area, like Berks, Lehigh, Northampton, Lebanon, and Dauphin counties. For a full list of the freshly stocked waters, you can find that information at the website www.fishandboat.com.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.